Hi, my name is Ariel New, and today I am showing you guys how to stay dynamic when speaking. How to stay dynamic when speaking. Every single way that I express myself, there's polarizing ends. And when I see that, the whole spectrum, then I know how to flow between the polarizing ends. And that also shows me where I used to get stuck, where I used to push things, where I used to over-exaggerate things. Seeing it in the spectrum allows me to play within the spectrum, but not go over the edge and keep it more honed and dynamic. So what do I mean by this? Let's talk about some examples. Number one, I talk about this all the time in my other content, sharp and soft. So a good example of this is when we're playfully chatting with friends. We get sharper and we'll be like, what are you even saying? And then we might even tease them a bit. Like, I don't know what you just said. Or, bitch, like, what have you been doing? Like, get up off your ass and do this. Like, I did this last week. And girl, like, you gotta get going, man. Get to my level. Sharp. But then if I keep pushing this, it's gonna get annoying. So then I'll be like, okay, but I know you're trying your best. I know you're trying your best. I love you. I love you. How can I help you? Is there any way I can help you? And I go soft. And then I flow between that throughout the conversation with people. And you can feel that it's really this balance of give and take. I'm really confident in myself, but then I give grace and compassion to others. And that is what is attractive. When we're with a group of people, when we're listening to others as well, that is an energy that is attractive because we don't focus too long on giving and we don't focus too long on taking. Sharp take, soft give. We flow in between the two, the dynamics. So sharp and soft is a very applicable one for me. I love to use it. And I play with it. When we know how to dynamically shift between soft and sharp, then you can really play with it. And it's and you allow others to get into this lighter mood where they can get really sharp and they can also get really soft. I also have a few where it's just more so in my delivery. Not even anything to do with what I'm saying. It's just my delivery. And that includes things like fast and slow. Talking really fast, we're talking very slow. And me, naturally me, when I used to catch a flow, I would just talk really fast because I have all these thoughts and it kind of comes very naturally for me. But then when I talk only really fast, I can see people losing attention too. And that's when I lose my flow. Going back to what I was saying earlier, I start to overthink them, overthink me. I'm talking really fast and I lose it. But for good reason, because when I only talk really fast, that's only one expression and it's not dynamics. It's a lot. You're talking really fast. People have a hard time taking in what you're saying when we're only talking really fast. When we talk too slow all the time, no one has the patience for this as well. So what is the key? The dynamic shift, baby, like the dynamic shift between. The shift between. Another one that is just in our delivery is pitches. Pitches. Pitches is a very interesting one. Tones and pitches. I play with this all the time still in my content, even now, even on my lives. And I think we all have a default, the most natural tone and pitch. And for me, it's pretty low. It's kind of like this. If I just like completely let go and I'm just talking, and I'm just at home and talking to someone like this, then it's like this. But obviously, this is not very soothing to the ear. But if I just try to change my tone or talk really high and I just try to really keep up with this, just like we see with like Paris Hilton, you know, she used to do that high voice and people called her out on it. But the thing is, we all do it. But she was trying to sustain it for too long. So that's when people noticed it because she wasn't dynamic with it. And the bigger thing I think for me is it's not sustainable when I try to come to a tone or a pitch and I try to just keep it there. It's more energy for me too. So both for me and for them, it's better. It's more dynamic. It's more soothing to the ear. It's more engaging. I can hold attention for myself and for others more. When I shift my tone, I go high sometimes, I go lighter, and then I go lower sometimes. And sometimes it's just for me to take a break. or just, you know, the tones and the pitches also comes with emotions and sentiments. Sometimes I'll lower my tone to more so like here, and this almost gives a feeling of familiarity too, like, you know, we're bros, like we're you guys are in my inner circle, you know, this is how I talk to you. But then it gets a little bit too casual, so then I'll lift it up to like, you know, I'm talking like this. This lighter sound is also more soothing. We need a break to go lighter sometimes, but it's hard to sustain. So then that's why I flow in my tones and my pitches. Great one to also just implement. I would say a lot of these delivery ones are great ones to try out first, because you don't have to think too much about it. You just have to remember speed, tones. And I say this in a lot of my videos. I'm going to say it again. Just know that I break these things down and then show them as techniques for us to become aware and conscious of where our strengths, weaknesses, fears, anxieties are when we socialize, when we're just speaking, when we're just engaging, interacting with others. We break it down to see it practically and technically, so we understand what's up, so we know how to practice, we have tools to practice. But the point really is to get to a place where it just flows naturally again. So we're unlearning to relearn to get to flow. Another one that's more so just delivery is also just our presence when we express. We can be very animated, use more hand gestures, more energy. Maybe we're storytelling and we're trying to paint a picture. We can do this. But as you can see, this can also get too much. So then we have moments where we're just still. We're still speaking, but we're not moving as much. Eye contact maybe more. And you can see both moving more and being still. There's benefits to both, and both can get static and heavy if we stay in it too long. So it's also this dynamical shift. Dynamical, is that a word? I always like come up with words that are either already words or not words. Once we get more comfortable with delivery aspects, then we can start to play with more moods, emotions, the content of what we're actually saying. With emotional shifts, there's so many different ways we can shift between emotions in a dynamic way. And I do think this is the way that people can use this tactic the best, is if you go with the expressions and emotions that you naturally portray to others when you're in public settings or when you're social, what comes already more naturally to you. Because for me, for example, I love to shift between funny and sincere. Funny and sincere. Because naturally, I'm quite animated and I like to make jokes, especially when I'm socializing. I love to just make jokes. Not really jokes, just like call out something that's like funny. I just like to make things funny. And it is a way for me to stay late. But I used to, even though I'm good at that funny stuff, that used to be in my mask a lot of times. That used to be a crux, because I'm actually hiding or I'm fearing going more sincere. And the funny thing is, I would also do it on the other end. Sometimes when I get into this very serious mode, I'm talking about something very serious, it gets more and more serious. So that's why I started doing the shifts. I realized that I can stay engaging and also be there for people, be a good conversationalist, be a good friend, be a good colleague, be a good presenter, all of it, when I'm able to shift between these moods. And I work with the funny and sincere a lot. I'll just say something really funny, or like, it doesn't even have to be a joke. I'm not focusing on I need a joke or I need to say something funny. It's just the energy. I'm just more lighthearted. If we're on topic, or, you know, we're talking about work goals, and be like, oh my gosh, guys, we did not do that well last quarter. We did not do that well. We all know this. However, okay, we do want to get better for next quarter. Let's make a plan. Okay, we're all in this together, and it starts to blend too. I just flow between the sincere to funny, and it works really well for serious topics. Of course, there's a time and place where we just want to be very serious and sincere with someone, but don't we also notice that a lot of times when that happens, it gets really heavy, right? That's why even when I'm talking about something very sincere with someone, I also observe them. And again, that observation is not the same as what we were talking about earlier, the overthinking. I'm not overthinking and I'm not judging them or me or questioning. It's more so I'm observing their energy. I'm observing the state, and we're talking about something sincere. So I will feel into it to see if this is the appropriate situation for me to shift more. Maybe they're very triggered or very sensitive right now, and I will stay sincere. Okay, so there's also observation that's happening. And one more that I do a lot, especially in group settings, and I mentioned this one in other videos before, is intimacy shifts. It's very effective to help us stay in the flow, to stay confident, and to be able to sustain it, to be able to sustain the flow. So what I typically do is when I'm in a group, I'll be talking openly to the whole group. And I'm not really talking to anyone in particular. I'm just storytelling or just explaining something, but I'm giving everyone eye contact. I'm looking at people. I'm engaging with the whole group. But all of a sudden, I'll have one point that I'm currently speaking on, and then I'll pinpoint it at someone. Maybe this restaurant I went to 2 weeks ago, it was amazing. Their seafood was amazing. Wait, Sarah, didn't you go last time? Right? What did you get? It doesn't even have to be a point where I'm already related to someone. Sometimes I'm storytelling, I'm explaining something, and then all of a sudden I'll take a pause and I'll be like, Toby, what do you think about that? Have you experienced something like that before? So whatever I'm saying, I can always suddenly direct it at one person. I just have to ask a question. I can just ask them their thoughts on the point. And once they respond, I'll engage with them, but then I'll be like, yeah, well, that's interesting. Anyone else feel the same way? I'll pull it back to group. With all of this though, the key practice still comes back to intention, breathing, and balance, which is the practice for everything. Breathing, when we're doing these dynamic shifts, helps us stay present and grounded. So we have the confidence to hone, to guide our speech, our delivery, our shifts in emotions and expressions. Intention is also helping us not overthink about ourselves, about them. Come back to our intention. If we're doing a work presentation, what is my goal again? Like, why am I here presenting again? Instead of overthinking what they're thinking, what I'm doing, whatever, wait, why am I here again? What is it? So when we start to get anxious, we breathe, remember our intention. That's going to help us come back to presence, help us come back to our points, and then we can get back into the flow. Even if it's socially, individually, one-on-one, what is my intention again? I'm here to socialize. I'm here to practice being confident. So I'm going to stop overthinking right now when it's the onset of overthinking starts to come, or people-pleasing, or feeling better than the others. I'm not here to fight. I'm not here to people please. I'm here to present myself confidently and to socialize and enjoy it, and hopefully allow others to see that I am enjoying myself and I'm present and I'm in my flow, so they can also do it, and it's just going to be more enjoyable for everyone. And balance is just the name of the game of the dynamic shifts. As we're speaking, we just have tabs. We don't overthink it, but when we start talking too fast sometimes, and then we just, oh yeah, balance, come back to slow. When we're too sharp sometimes, oh yeah, balance, come back to soft. And also when we're just engaging with people socially, the balance is also just in the moments as we're speaking, as we're talking. There's no push and pull. I'm not starting to become people pleasing. Even if I'm very conscious and present and I'm in my flow, I'm in my dynamics, I remember eye level balance, because maybe sometimes I get too much in my dynamics and I'm feeling really confident, but I start to feel superior. I'm like, oh, wait, all the attention's on me. I want to continue to be on me, 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 me. Then it's not balanced. And that's going to get icky and we will lose the flow. So eye level balance with people. And if we're engaging with people and they're starting to be too much of this and that, we also remember eye level balance and we help them. We don't be mean, and we are also compassionate, but not too far on either ends. If we notice someone else becoming imbalanced, we can breathe, we can look them in the eye, we can jump in and speak and help them come back to balance. So intention, breathing, balance, we keep that in the back of our minds as we are speaking, as we are flowing through the dynamics, and that is the formula for all of it to go smoothly. And you guys can also book one-on-one coaching with me. So in my coaching sessions, I focus on self and social. So I help you understand yourself more. I help you understand the different ways that you express yourself. I help you learn how to regulate yourself, how to process your emotions. And I help you with social interactions too. Personal, social, professional interactions, how to navigate, how to read and respond to energy, and how to stay eye level in our interactions. You guys can also get an energy reading from me. So my coachings are one-on-one calls. My energy readings are videos. So I create a video and send it to you. And that's a great starting point if you are not very clear about who you are. If you don't know yourself very well, you don't know your emotions, your expressions very well, I recommend booking or getting an energy reading from me first. Please also jump on my lives on TikTok and Instagram. I do a lot of Q&As, mini energy readings, so I can also engage with you guys and help you guys out there. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're tuning in from my YouTube or from my podcast. Thank you guys so much for being here. And remember, guys, when in doubt, we just have to see things from a new view. Seriously, shift in mind and heart in the moment can do wonders. So when in doubt, just remember, just have to see things from a new view, okay? I love you. I'll see you guys next time. Have a great day. Bye.